3 points. Manchester City are still alive here. Balotelli, Aguero! Let's call it Shearer's header! And talk about an instant impact! Arsenal really are motoring now!
Good evening and welcome to another episode of the Football Weekly Podcast. I'm your co-host, Reggie. Tonight we have Joe on the phone and we're going to be discussing the international break, which I hate, but we'll still be discussing some of the results that went through some key moments in certain games as well through the international break. We'll be discussing that. We'll also hit upon in some previews, EPL, Serie A, Bundesliga. All those leagues are back domestically this coming weekend. Some big games, Liverpool, Arsenal, Torino, Juve. And also in the Bundesliga, a very big game, you have Leipzig against Bayern Munich. So stay tuned for all of that. But guys, as usual, you can get to our podcast from our website, footballweekly.com, football spelled F-U-T-B-O-L, weekly.com. You can subscribe to follow us on Twitter, the @footballweeklypod, all one word. You can subscribe and follow us on Instagram, football_weekly_podcast. You can subscribe and download all our episodes. We're on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Player FM. We're on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Audible, Google Podcasts. We're on every platform you use to get podcasts. So guys, it's been a couple of weeks, lots to talk about. Let's get into it. So sit back, relax, and get stuck in with the Football Weekly Podcast, and we'll be back after this.
I swear you'll never see anything like this ever again. So watch it. Drink it in.
Jack Wilshere, Fisola, Giroud. Giroud again. Jack Wilshere. It's stunning from Arsenal.
This is Emmanuel Zambazis, and you're listening to the Football Weekly Podcast.
Joe, another international week down the tubes, and I am ecstatic. Not that I don't like international football. It's not that at all. It's just that I need my Arsenal fix. I need it. But we had some big results during the international break.
Results, Reggie.
We'll dive into some of the stuff that happened in Europe. I think we're going to start in Canada, though. Put a hurting on some teams, the Canadian men's national team.
First of all, Reggie, I tell you, I look at it a little differently. I look at it as a break from stress, or less stress when we have an international break.
But you're always looking down the road knowing it's coming, right?
So it's coming, yeah. So no, it was, yeah, it was, especially if you're a certain supporter of certain teams. I know me, from my personal being a supporter of AC Milan, nice break to get some injuries healed. But again, with international break, sometimes you're afraid of what might happen. Just ask, PSG and Bayern Munich. So right. No Lewandowski and Verratti out of the fold. But yeah, let's start in Canada. Like,
well, I just want to actually, just before you mention that, we talked about our previews of the PSG Bayern Munich. And now with Lewandowski out, people are, PSG is going to go through. And it's just that one player switches that team that much. I don't think so. I still think Bayern's going through. But
yeah,
I mean, we talked about that already. Let's start off, like we said, let's start off in Canada and what they did in the international break.
So two, huge victories in terms of the score against Bermuda and the Cayman Islands. I mean, we did what we needed to do, but we showed our depth. I think just by looking at the players there, it was fantastic to see, a group playing, scoring. Yes, the competition wasn't, at the level where we're going to see in later points in qualifying. But I think that's the whole point, right, Reggie, that we want to get to the point where we're playing the more important games on a roll together, unity. And the team did look together. Alphonso Davies playing both games. And I wonder, Reggie, Alphonso Davies, I think, played virtually every minute of these two games. It's almost like Herdman was saying, okay, so maybe, and because of how it works, and he wasn't allowed to be released, or Bayern wouldn't release certain, like, not just Bayern, but international club teams wouldn't release players for U23 competition, but can for senior World Cup, if I read it right. And shout out to newest, biggest fans, Vince Mercurio, for pointing that out to me. Mm-hmm. Thanks, Vince. Because Reg, he played 90 minutes virtually both games, didn't he? I've been close to it.
Yeah.
Someone's going to, right? He did, right? Yeah. And so I'm thinking, okay, well, he's here. We're going to play him. And it's great. I mean, it's great to see. And nice to see Alphonso playing higher up on the field,
right,
with Canada, Reg, more as an attacker. Yeah. Right. So you had some great things here, Reg. Let's start with, Football Weekly angle here. We had a lot of Football Weekly, guests who made their debut. Right. So we had three guys in the camp, and Dane St. Clair in the senior men's camp, Kamal Miller and Alistair Johnston. And two of them got to play. Mm-hmm. And Alistair, got his first international goal. Yeah. So you're welcome, Alistair. It's all us. But no, congratulations to Alistair. Congratulations to a lot of first-time goal scorers. Ontario connections too with Mark Anthony Kay,
yeah,
opening his account. Richie Larea scoring goals and doing his thing for Canada. Kyle Laren, who just can't help what? Scoring goals, Reggie. Exactly. I mean, it's just so anyway, it was a good 2 days in terms of the positivity around the camp. You could tell that there is enthusiasm. Did you get that sense, Reggie, that there is enthusiasm? I know you want to make a point about watching the game, but we'll get to that in a sec. But did you know there is enthusiasm around the camp? It seems.
It just by watching the game, well, looking at the highlights, and you know, even on Twitter, hearing what the guys say, these guys enjoy each other's company. I don't see big egos anywhere on the team. I think all of them are working towards one goal. They're all working with each other, for each other. And I think Herdman's brought that passion and that mentality from even the success from the women's team. He's brought it over to the men's team. And I can't wait to see where this is going. I'm just so glad that we've all been Canada soccer fans for so long and wondering why certain players don't get called up. And it's just great to see that the young guys are actually getting a chance and they're playing well. So,
yeah, I agree, Reggie. It looks like you said, they look like they're all down for the cause. It looks like they even from talking, you know, when they're speaking, you know, that they are a togetherness. You mentioned that's great. Again, back to Alistair and Richie Larea, you know, Alistair had a great interview where he gives such credit to Richie and how he talked about taking him under his wing, and he was very complimentary to him about, you know, in camp and saying how, you know, he arguably was the best, you know, right back in the MLS. And I think we kind of agree with that. We were saying that all year and before, and, you know, even in the year before. So great to see. And hey, how about two local products from Southern Ontario, you know, Sigma Vaughan battle there, right? So there was a lot of of that, and it was great. Great to see. It's good to see, again, we talk about for young players, not only in this area, but, you know, throughout Canada. But that was nice to see. There's a togetherness that we, you know, maybe we haven't seen before. Maybe they weren't allowed to have it.
Yeah.
Not an easy time, Reg. Of course, the one game that had to be postponed to the next day, you know, because of, you know, again, these circumstances that we live in. But good to see them get those results, because in years past, maybe, you know, maybe we would have got those, but maybe with not, you know, so emphatic of a scoreline. So that was great to see that. And yeah, good to see guys that, hey, again, the Football Weekly thing. We love that. Seeing our guys that we interview here, give out to the guys, you know. I know I personally, obviously, I would like to see Dane. It's okay. He was part of the camp. It's good. We will also talk about the U23s. For me, it's not a failure, Reg. I'm gonna be honest.
They finished in the
top four of, and let's give kudos to Honduras, who now that's their fourth straight Olympics. We had an upset in this U23 qualifying tournament. You know, Honduras beats USA.
Right.
You know,
exactly.
I think we got to, right, Reg? I think we got to go backward to this. And, you know, in all fairness to Biello, Mauro Biello, and the coaching staff and the whole group that did a great job in Mexico. And again, not playing games, you know, just thrown together. Whereas you're playing against, you know, Mexico with a lot of their guys, most, I think all of them, Reggie, play in Liga MX and are regulars. To go in and battle as they did, I thought, you know, that was fantastic. Standouts for me, obviously, and I'm going to get to the situation with Honduras, Reg. But, you know, Tejon Buchanan, I think we all know this is a budding superstar, really dynamic, you know, great to see him. Another, you know, Syracuse product, Canadian boy, Sigma product as well. It was nice to see him, you know, do well. I thought Marcus Godinho had a really good tournament, and good for him, because we know he had a rough Gold Cup a couple of years back. And so a couple of years ago. And he did really well. A lot of guys. Derek Cornelius, unfortunately, got hurt and couldn't play the last game.
Scored a pretty, you know, from a pretty good goal. A
pretty good goal. You know, so I thought so. I mean, so there's a lot that was good performance. Lucas Diaz, you know, young 18-year-old, which is unbelievable, Reg, being touted or scouted, I should say, by teams like Juventus. Like, these are Canadian kids being – and can we say Alfonso Davies effect, right, Reg? Like, right.
It's something that we have to get, Len. I know we've always said this, but we have to give kudos to MLS that we're giving the avenue for these players to play, right? So I know you're saying a lot of the younger guys from Mexico play in their professional league, and look at what they're doing. We needed this league, and it's good that players, coaches, everyone involved is starting to take this really seriously, and actually, you know, using someone like Alphonso Davies to say, you know, you can be as good as him, but this is what you need to do. And it's actually not a pipe dream anymore. It's actually could be a reality for people. And that's kudos for the professional leagues that we have here in Canada now.
Great point, Reggie. And of course, you mentioned MLS. CPL has got to get some love here too, for sure, right? Because they did this, I think there was four players with CPL experience. And that is a fantastic thing, right? A great thing, you know, that got to play and did a job, and a few of them playing 90 minutes in games and beyond. And again, if you want to go even further back, and again, with all due respect to the other leagues in other provinces, but lots of League One Ontario representatives,
right?
And which is great. And, you know, we got some news coming up with that. We hope to have Dino Rossi on very soon, commissioner of League One. So look out for that. We're working with Dino to set up a date. But, you know, again, like you said, Reggie, opportunities. And so we'll get to this quickly. I thought they had overall had a pretty good tournament. Unfortunately, you know, they came down to a game, which is not a bad thing, because they had to play a game against Mexico to get in. And I think that experience will bode well for the future. And I really mean that, right, Reg? You know, you're playing in Mexico against the CONCACAF Kings, right? Well, let's take a look at the game against Honduras plays Haiti, where Haiti had to play an outfield player in net because of COVID protocol. They were playing even a man short for part of it, whatever. And then Honduras builds the score line to a point where all they needed was a tie to finish first in the group against Canada, and we do tie. Mm-hmm. So that is a major deal, Reg, because obviously that costs, you know, Canada first place.
Right.
And they could have played USA.
Right.
So that's a big deal, right? That was something that, you know, needed, I would say. You can't just gloss over that, is what I'm saying, Reg. I'm just checking. I think which I should know. I watched the games. I watched all the Canada games.
How?
You want to talk about that first? Yeah. I watched all of Canada's games. How did you, Reggie? What do you mean you didn't watch them?
I saw highlights on Twitter.
You're going to get in trouble now, Reg.
I always get in trouble, Joe. It's nothing new.
Go ahead, Reggie. You want to?
Joe, I've said it enough. I don't think anyone else wants to hear what I have to say about it. It's ridiculous. We were talking before the show started, and I know you wanted to say something about One Soccer. It's not that we're dissing One Soccer at all.
No, not at all. I think that's it's not the One Soccer issue. It's
right.
Listen, first of all, as a platform, great. Kudos, great. I subscribe.
It's much needed. If it wasn't for them, no one could watch.
Yeah. So. Okay. So this is not a
right.
Like it's great. It's fantastic. We love it. Okay. I subscribe. But, and again, I was following some of this on social media, and people say, you know, why are people complaining? And the people are not complaining that it's on One Soccer. People are not complaining. Well, they might be, but I think the greater issue is that One Soccer does a great job. Okay. It's great to see people, you know, broadcasting on it. They bring on good guests. No doubt. Great. Love to watch it. I subscribe. I watch CPL games. Okay. No problem. But to not have the opportunity, if the game is growing at such a pace, and this is our direct thing, Reggie, you can correct me if I'm wrong. We're going after not Canada Soccer. Mm-hmm. We're going after, you know, TSN, Sportsnet, whatever it is.
Of course.
To say, hey, you know what? Like, take a chance. See, not take a chance. People are going to watch. You have MLS broadcast. People will watch, you know, and give them the opportunity, young kids, to, you know, especially during this time. And people might say, well, it's only $6 a month. Guy, when you look at it yearly, guys, we're not saying that. I'm not saying for the bang for your buck, it's pretty good. I've got to admit. But there are a lot of people who are still would just like to turn on the, you know, the TV and put it on for their kid. Maybe they're not aware of this stuff, you know, and you might say, well, how can you say that? Well, it's a reality.
Yeah.
There's a reality here, right? Accessibility. We want to reach more. So not condemnation of One Soccer.
No.
I haven't. No. I've had it for two, three years now. I'm good with it. But the point is in a world where, you know, Reggie, you know, you're subscribing for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 things and you're doing this. You know, oh, it's another one. I thought I could just turn it on. So again, not a condemnation.
Yeah, but Joe, are you watching?
Maybe a lost opportunity.
Are you watching One Soccer on your TV?
Not a lot of people are. It's a niche thing. That's what I'm saying.
Well, no, I'm saying like, how are you? You're watching it on a tablet.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, yeah, for sure.
I got a nice surround sound system. Nice.
And
TV,
then you might say, you can plug it into it. Not the point. Well, it's not the point.
I want to be able to turn on the TV, change it to Sportsnet, and have that opportunity to say, okay, I want to watch this game. I'm going to watch.
Well, here's the thing. You know, I was talking to my dad about the game, and he said, "Well, where can I watch it?"
Oh yeah,
you know,
you're gonna expand technology.
You know, right? and it was tough because you know it's like you know getting him with my DAZN subscription. Like, well, Dad, you got to do you know or whatever. So again, you know, people say, "Oh, come on!" I get it. I understand. There's a lot of people on social media saying that. Yes, it's possible. It's still accessible, but nothing is as accessible as something like TSN, Sportsnet, and so on, because most people have those channels. Right. And that's all we're saying. So you can't tell me that you would reach more people. You wouldn't reach more people without that. Again, that is, I think, indisputable. I don't know, Reg, I know you even feel more strong about that.
Well, it's like you said, it's opportunity lost by the big three or big two sports broadcasters. So actually three, because I'm throwing CBC in there as well, the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation. I'm going to throw their name in this as well. Like you said, opportunity lost. You got to smarten up. I don't know what goes into getting the licensing for this, but they should be, if they can get licensing for NBA and Bundesliga and hockey and all that other stuff, I don't know how hard getting Canada soccer to be shown on your channels is. But we'll keep looking for, you know, the big sports broadcasting companies to take over, not take over from One Soccer, but make it more accessible. Make it so that I can turn it on and watch it on my big screen TV instead of having to watch it on a tablet and find an HDMI cable, female, and then plug it into the mail port and all this other nonsense that I got to do in order to watch these games. So, I mean, it's 2021. We should be able to watch it on our TVs, but what do I know? I'm just a consumer. Imagine I had to watch all the Arsenal games on my phone. You know what I mean? It's crazy. But anyways.
And I think, Reggie, the result we're talking about, sorry, was Honduras beating Haiti 3-0.
Yeah.
And that's when they had to play an outfield player in and all that stuff. So there was a lot of circumstance. Sorry, just to clarify on that. Right. So you know what? We're usually we're not going to hammer these young lads. They did a good job. I thought they did very well and showed well. And kudos to them. They did a good job. They did us proud. And like I said, the future is bright. It is a good thing. I know, you know, the USA is crying like, you know, things are, the sky is falling for not qualifying for Olympic tournament. I have a different viewpoint on that. I mean, but anyhow, we'll talk about that another day.
Sure. But we can definitely move over to the European internationals. We had some Euro qualifiers, World Cup qualifiers. I mean, I'm not a big international guy unless it's, you know, the actual World Cup, actual Euros, Africa Cup of Nations or something like that. But yeah, we had some big results, Joe. Big results.
Well, I think we have to start. I mean, we got to go with North Macedonia beating Germany 2-1 in Germany.
And I know we know a lot of Macedonians. I don't know if they're from North Macedonia, so I didn't want to say congratulations to any of them. But
I think it is now just Macedonia. Yeah.
It's now when we beat Germany, it's all
I think now they are just known as North Macedonia. I want to make that clear. But again, please correct us, and we apologize for anybody. All joking aside, apologize for anybody we offend with that, but
Chach, let us know. Chach, yes, Pap, let us know.
That's right. Let us know. Yeah, to listeners for sure. But North Macedonia beats Germany 2-1. What about a blast from the past? I know we talk about Serie A a lot. Goran Pandev, you know, ex-Inter, Napoli, currently Genoa with the first goal. And then Elmas from Napoli scoring the winner in, like, I think the 80-something minutes. So unbelievable result. If this is a full Germany squad, right? Nobody missing. Timo Werner, oh man, he missed a couple of sitters.
He's taking the Chelsea confidence with him internationally, right?
Yeah, it's struggling that way. But I mean, Reggie, these are football matches are not easy to win. That's it. Here's the anymore. Oh, really? They're just not. like the level of play in club football and international football has gone way through the roof. Teams are better prepared. There are better players. We know that. It is just not so easy just to roll the ball out and win. And kudos to North Macedonia because that's a massive result. You know, obviously the biggest result in their history. I think that's the first time Germany lost in I don't know how many qualifying games for World Cup. Just incredible. And again, let's speak to this. This is not the sky is falling for Germany, everybody, by the way. Well, I think let's give credit to North Macedonia because this Germany team is still poised, in my view, to do very well. I mean, you know, Gary Lineker always says about the – don't worry about when you can say whatever, and then Germany ends up in the semifinal of the tournament. Yeah. You know, like –
still the favorite to win every tournament they're in. So
I mean, or in the top three or four, right?
Like, they'll be fine.
They are in this. You know, they're going to be okay. So I think more of the thing is matches are not easy to win at international football level, right? So amazing result. Congratulations to anybody of that background ilk and fans. That's an amazing result. Germany will be fine. Everything's going to be okay. Germany is still a powerhouse. Some other results, Reggie. Greece tying Spain. Yeah. It's not easy to win. Spain had a difficult week finding a 90-plus minute winner against Georgia.
Yeah, what a goal! By
right,
Danny
they were
Olmo.
Down.
What a goal!
Reggie, can we talk about that goal? Yeah. So, first of all, let's. Okay, the goal is spectacular, Danny Olmo. I mean, talk about where he finds himself to get that ball. This is why I think if you're an avid fan of football, and you take a look at the buildup, looks easy. Thiago Alcantara takes the ball outside of his boot. No big deal. Finds, like, are you kidding me? He finds Jordi Alba outside of his boot. No problem. You say, what's the big deal? No. Because, first of all, he hits him with the outside of his boot. And anybody who's played this amazing, I would say beautiful and cruel game at the same time, because it can be humbling, right? Especially to a guy like me. So you play the ball with the outside of your boot. Thiago Alcantara, no problem. Like, nobody's business in the, like, injury time. Finding Jordi Alba, your left back. And what's your left back do? What are you thinking? 92nd minute? Yes, just dump it in the box. No. Yeah. Jordi Alba threads a pass between, I think, two or three players, breaking with a fantastic split of a ball into a beautiful pocket for Danny Olmo, who is, first of all, expecting that ball there. Because he
exactly.
knows, right? Like, so your fullback is going to get you that ball there? Oh, he sure does. And then he finds it in a beautiful spot. What a hit.
Yeah, it's a beautiful goal.
It's
all around.
It really is. All around. It's just, Spain has this. We used to talk about when we were growing up, right, Reggie? Brazil would play this way. And so, the Dutch and so on. But what's beautiful about, football, the beautiful game, is that now all these teams want to play. And Spain has been doing this for so long too. It's a fantastic. It's heartbreaking for Georgia, obviously.
Yeah.
But a fantastic goal and players like look at we mentioned Thiago Alcantara, Danny Olmo, Jordi Alba doing it for everyone. Everyone thinks Jordi Alba was gone and past it. Well, good for you, Jordi Alba. You're still a great football player. Amazing. So heartbreak for Georgia, but again, Reggie speaks to the quality of international football.
Well, it's like you said when you were mentioning the guys that scored for Macedonia. They're not playing in their local leagues anymore. They're
thank you.
They're in Italy. They're in, they're in Spain. They're all over the world, and they're getting training from world class coaches. So it's coming back to your national team. And I always talk about. When I used to talk about with my dad about the Ghanaian national team, it's like, we can't just have players playing in the Ghanaian Premier League. We got to get these guys to Italy, to England, to Thomas Partey, taking instruction from Diego Simeone, playing beside Saul, playing with, João Felix, playing with Morata, playing with all those guys and taking what he's learned there to bring it back to Ghana and show the coaches and show the other players what the successful European clubs are doing or teams are doing, right? So I think the more players that you have abroad internationally playing in those high level leagues, the better the soccer
levels,
better the soccer is going to be, and we're seeing that now.
Look at Canada.
Well, exactly, right? Exactly. If you want to take a look,
and never mind the obvious, right? Reg with Davies playing on the best club team in the world. Obvious.
Yeah.
But Kyle Larin, Vazicius, right. Atiba, right.
Yeah.
Vazicius, exactly. Like the list goes on. Like right. Jonathan David. Like we're going more. We got more, right? We know this, but that's exactly it, Reggie. You make a great point. Milan Borjan, like whatever.
Yeah.
You know that, and on and on. Like it just. That's it. Like you've hit it spot on. So we don't get look at the results and oh my god, how could they lose to that team?
Right.
Wow, Spain really struggled. Guys, these are great players. These are good teams.
And then you find
players,
out
you don't just.
And then you find out you know, where those players that's actually scored
play
and it's just right. Like, oh really? He plays on La Liga. Oh, okay.
Right. If it was so easy, we'd all be rich. We just bet on the powerhouses. We'd win money. And we'd, you know, no problem.
Like,
but,
like so, our buddy would say, Paddy Power, right? So
that's it. Right. So again, amazing. Okay. And again, Reg, we got to get to a few. Let's end with the Serbia, Portugal, Ronaldo thing. Because that's, but you know, we'll go quickly around. Reggie, this English team, I'm telling you, I've told you, they are, they just look.
Wow, poised. Joe, this is it.
They
this
looked
is,
poised, Reggie.
This is what we like to call the golden generation. I don't see anybody coming up after these guys. And I know there's Mason Mount and Saka and Smith Rowe, but I'm including those guys in this group.
In this group, yeah.
Right.
I think, Reggie, what I like is that the English, system is they're sorted. I like that they're sorted out. They're sorted, and here's what I mean.
Under 21, under 23, they're good. They're winning those tournaments, right? So
you know, they're sorted, and I know they just lost at under 21.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Again, listen, they still have players, but to be fair, a lot of them could have been playing, and we're with the senior team, so they're fine. Yeah. And how fine are they? Can you even imagine today? We're reading stuff. I'm sure you read the same stuff that who Gareth Southgate might leave at home. And could it be Jack Grealish? Like, can you imagine? But the point is this.
Nah.
I think he'll be going, right, yeah, Reggie?
Course.
But
yeah,
the point is, and of course he will be going, but the point is that there are so many quality players that the English national team has at their disposal.
That's
good for them.
There's nobody that's better than Grealish, though, is there?
No. My point is, I agree. We know that. But the point is, look at these players to even have a conversation like this.
Yeah.
I mean, they're fantastic players. You know, Jude Bellingham, who might say, they're saying, maybe this time he's not going to go. He'll go to a ton of major, major tournaments as an English player, you know, and maybe one day be a captain type. Good young player. Jadon Sancho, Phil Foden, Mason Mount, Marcus Rashford. We are going on and on. I'm missing so many guys. You know, there's so many players that these guys that the English have, and it's good to see. And more importantly, and I miss so many, but more importantly, this style of play that has now become global, we talk about it every day, right? Every time we talk, Reg, about modern football, right? They play it. They play it, Reggie. They play the English. They play this. They play attacking. I have never seen an English team, and I've always, you know, we have a rivalry with Logan. The English are always good teams. Don't get me wrong. But have you ever seen a team since, other than, you know, the Scholes, Lampard, Gerrard, Beckham, fantastic team in that sense. Mm-hmm. You know, Michael Owen, Wayne Rooney, but and on, Shearer, you got it, great players. But I've never seen a team collectively in England setup so technically sound.
Well, again,
they're technically good.
Again, the coaching, right? The coaching from the club, from the club level, all the players that you mentioned are doing well on their club teams.
They're playing for Klopp. They're playing for Guardiola. Right. They're playing for Tuchel.
Exactly.
They're playing. You know, and this is fantastic. It's really nice to see. Before we are going to get to this, Ronaldo, Serbia, and Portugal. You know what I think of Spain. You know, I think of France. Look at these teams. Belgium's going to be there. Germany, England. Oof, I'm missing so many. Tough tournament. You know, this Denmark team. Like these teams, right? You know, Italy, no superstar on the Italian national team. I don't think they're in the top of the favorites. But the way that they're close because they're always, you know, who they are. But they play a great brand of soccer. All credit to Mancini. I think Mancini's ideas are great, Reggie. He has... I can't believe I'm saying this, but the Italian strength is in midfield, and where their weakness might be One of them is at center back, amazingly. Isn't that funny, Reggie?
No,
you're talking about an Italian team with, well, he'll be there and Bonucci and so on, but again, all credit to them. I'm saying if you had to give them, you know, where they might be susceptible, but let's talk about their midfield.
Yeah.
Players like Sensi, not a lot of people talking about, injured for Inter a lot from your team, Reggie, the green and black of
Sassuolo.
Yeah. So he's origins there, but obviously playing with Inter and you know, nice little midfielder. Verratti, we know about, you know, Locatelli. Again, on Sassuolo, formerly Milan, you know.
Jorginho, is Jorginho in there?
Jorginho is hurt, but in the mix too.
Yeah.
Or was hurt. Lorenzo Pellegrini, Roma, a lot of eyes on him, Manchester United and so on and other teams. You know, I've talked about Verratti already. Pessina of Atalanta, we all love Atalanta. You know, he got, like, this is a nice young core of players that play. Berardi. Mm-hmm. Berardi, who's like done so well. Insigne, who's probably your guarantee there. You know, they have so many.
Yeah, and I think they're starting to move away from the, and this is what most teams should be doing, moving away from the old guard and giving the chances to the young, hungry guys, right? So, I mean, you love to see it. Again, I bring it back to the Canadian national team. We always had the old guard. It was always the old guard. Every game that they played, and even we talked about Richie Larea, and he wasn't getting a chance at TFC. And as soon as he got it, he's one of the best right backs in the league, right? So you got to give a chance to the younger players to come in. And it's great that the old guard's there, maybe to be a mentor, but as for actual play, for our clubs and countries to actually get better, these young kids need to play.
Absolutely. And you know what? We'll get to Richie again. Again, is that move to Europe not coming quickly? I don't know, Reggie.
Atiba's trying to get him to go to Besiktas, right?
He's trying to get everybody to go, isn't he? Yeah, he's vouching for him. Well, good for Atiba because he's using his position to do that. Right. So, hey, Reggie, how about, we'll get to that, but, you know, young Canadians, Theo Corbianu, I mean, wow.
Yeah.
From Wolves, spectacular. Got his first goal to it. And so the future is bright. So,
yeah.
They're from the bright to the controversy.
Well, Joe, so, I mean, we always talk about this silly technology that's and if
this is ridiculous.
If you're going to use this technology in football, whether you're a governing body, FIFA, UEFA, whatever, you got to use it in every tournament. I don't understand how you go.
I can't believe this.
You play with it in England. You don't play with it in the World Cup. I don't understand what's happening.
Well, first, Reggie, let's get to that game. Serbia-Portugal is what we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, we talk about teams that are legit and look out. We've already talked about Portugal a lot on this pod. Wow, the talent they have in midfield. And, of course, that guy named Ronaldo, but João Félix.
Who?
And Diego Jota scores two goals in this game. You know, Bernardo Silva looks like he's just in the mood. Cancelo on and on. Bruno Fernandes, like, this team is spectacular.
No PKs, no joy. Anyways, go on.
But like a ton of talent. Okay.
Yeah.
One of the favorites for me. For me, one of the favorites, and rightfully so, because you even have that X factor in Ron and Ronnie, Ron. Anyway, but so they play the game, Reggie. They're up 2-0. You know, things are looking great. Of course, football. That's games. They let down a bit. 2-2.
Deadly score, 2-0.
Right? Worst lead in sports.
Unsafe lead in sports. You're right.
Okay. And then in saying all that, well, Ronaldo tips the balance and gets a goal. Let's not talk about that ball is so far over the line, it's not even funny. But Reggie, to your point, how do we not have goal line technology in a FIFA World Cup qualifier?
Ridiculous, Joe. It's absolutely ridiculous.
It's insane. Now, we're going to talk about Ronaldo threw the armband. He shouldn't. Okay, yes, we get it. But, okay, I understand that. And here I'm defending Ronaldo in this sense. I get that. But the frustration, you know, that could cost, potentially that could cost qualification to a World Cup for a nation, for a major team.
Right.
And how about this? For a guy who might have his last shot. Okay, you might say, I get it. Ronaldo, he deserves a bit of criticism for that, for sure. But that's not, for me, not the greater issue. As for another day, in my mind, I'm probably going to get flack for that. But this, for that is inexcusable. That could cost a federation, a country, qualification to a major tournament.
It's Joe, it's terrible. And if you people, if our listeners if our listeners haven't gone out and seen it, there's a still photo of the goal as well. how you don't call this a goal, I don't know, man.
It reminded me of your fellow countryman, Reggie. Solimontari.
Yeah.
When he it was Juventus against AC Milan, and Solimontari, you know, knocks the ball over the line. It's clearly, but here's my point. That's before goal line technology.
Yeah. Now you have the technology.
I'm kidding, right? Yeah. We have goal line technology.
Yeah.
Like, it's inexcusable not to have that.
Yeah.
Like, how do we not have this there?
I don't know, Joe. It's all I can do is laugh. I hate it. Well, I don't hate VAR. I hate the people that run VAR because they're
goal line technology.
Fools. Yeah, I know.
The goal line technology, is the only guarantee, right? We know, okay, VAR, are they going to go to VAR? But goal line technology is the answer, guys.
Yeah.
Right? Hey, Reg, was it a goal? Hey, let me see. Well, the guy's watch. Oh, it buzzed. Goal. That's it. Oh, my watch didn't buzz. No goal. Easy. So that's horrible, terrible, especially for, obviously. But again, are we looking at this? It's not only for a certain fan of a team that it happened to. Because guess what, Reg? We are outraged because we know that that could happen to any team.
I'm just waiting.
It doesn't matter.
I'm waiting for my turn, right? Joe. I'm waiting for my turn, team to get screwed by VAR or goal line technology or the lack thereof, right? So,
right. Are we done with Around the World, Reg? We've done our world roundup, your favorite time of the year internationally.
Yeah, we're done with that, right? Let's get out of here. That's enough.
Silly talk. Want to do a bit of silly talk before we do a little bit of our MLS look out TFC stuff? What do you think? What are some early candidates for rumors, Reg, that you're looking for?
Aguero to Barcelona. Aguero to Chelsea actually today. So
yes, I heard. Hey, Reggie, you're gonna love this for the Milan fans. Mm-hmm. He goes, oh, I read something in a quote today. Ah, I'd love it if Ibra played another year. He said, maybe I can go play with him at Milan. One can dream, Reg.
Wow.
One can dream.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to happen, but I love the quote. But, you know, these we look at quotes and rumors all the time.
He is affordable, Joe. He's very affordable in the summer.
I mean, you know, Reggie, I'm looking forward to some type of miracle. But it was funny to read that. Yeah. I think he's enjoying the love that he's getting.
When did you read that? Yesterday? Because yesterday was April Fool's, right? So who knows?
I read it today. Okay. I read it today, morning.
You're lucky.
And it was an Italian quote. And I actually, you know, I'm happy to hear that. But again, I'm realistic too.
Yeah.
But, Reggie, let's talk about the Barcelona thing.
Yeah.
This is not this far off. Apparently, obviously, we know his friendship with Leo Messi.
Mm-hmm.
It would be financially okay for Barca because they have some issues, but they get him on a free, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
So there's no transfer fee. I think you've heard of the same thing. Is it possible there's already a deal in place for Wijnaldum to go to Barca?
I haven't heard that, but I wouldn't be shocked.
Not
if there
bad.
Was. I mean, not I, bad. I don't so think he goes think back this... to Liverpool. So if Barca's so knocking, you go, right? Koeman's the coach.
Right, Reg?
Dutch, right? Reg? So
you got, you then go. You'll have Kun Agüero. That guy Messi, if he stays, Wijnaldum, Frankie De Jong. A lot of people give him credit.
Yeah.
He's been fantastic this year.
Right.
You know, I don't know. Kun Agüero, Frankie De Jong, Wijnaldum, Messi. Are you that far off?
Yeah, you still got Griezmann, Dembele. You still got those guys too,
you
right?
Know? So if you sell Griezmann or you sell the so right, Reggie, that does it look that bad there? Is what. You know? Oh, they. You know, there's. I'm sure they're looking at. I miss somebody at center back that might be going there too. So, I don't know, Reg. Does it look like it's the worst situation? You pick up Wijnaldum and Aguero? We'll see. I don't count Barca out that way. Silly talk for sure. Silly season. Reg, well, before we get to the big one, another Milan kind of who knows, and I think it's whatever, a big rumor, but Iličić, maybe, possibly Iličić being looking at being courted. Josip Iličić of Atalanta, who we all love and has been such a fantastic player. I can imagine – you know, playing in this for AC Milan, that'd be fantastic. But who knows? So many silly rumors and people going somewhere. But yeah. I mean, I would love that one. But then you have the one that we're all talking about.
Mm-hmm.
The player that is being probably the most highly talked about, who's available or could be available, could be sold. We have Haaland from Borussia Dortmund. Wow. Mm-hmm. Making visits to not so subtle visits, Mino Raiola.
Well, yeah, his agent is doing the visits, right?
to Barcelona and Madrid for either Barca or Real Madrid. So, I mean, amazing because we know his talent and his ability.
So at Barcelona, Messi, Wijnaldum, Aguero on a free, Dembele, and Haaland.
Haaland. I don't know. Well, Reggie, I read about something today.
That changes
things. Yeah, I read something today, or I saw, you probably saw the clip too, where I laugh because we all know Reggie's love affair with, love-hate relationship, I should say, with Pep Guardiola.
Where's the love part?
Yeah, it's unbelievable. This is where we draw the line in the sand. We go our separate ways on this. Bloody. This could be a deal. This could be the deal breaker, guys. This is where Joe and Reggie break up. Okay. And I know because it's unbelievable. But this is like a 5-part mini series. So Reggie doesn't believe in Pep. It's insane to me. But anyway, I still love him. But we got to go soon. So anyway, like it's nuts. But anyway, Pep came out and said, and I was thinking of you, Reggie. Goes, no, we can't buy another striker. We simply can't afford him. And I thought Reggie would probably look at it. That's what he said, Reggie. That was funny quip. That's what he said.
You know what? When he says stuff like that, it boils my blood. First of all, it boils my blood. Second of all, okay. I'm thinking of, like, I look at my team, Arsenal, and I'm looking at the reserve, not the reserves, but the under 23 team or whatever, and it's. You know, we're bringing players in from the under 23 team. What player has come in from the reserves or under 23 team into Man City? Anytime Man City,
Phil Foden.
Phil Foden. Anytime that Man City needs a player, they go out and buy. If I was a player, in the reserves, I would be looking at that.
Someone get me out of this club. The Manchester City's reserves are actually pretty good, and they do bring players in.
How come we don't see any of them? Any of them ever?
You still fold in. Come on, Reg.
Okay. Name another one.
Isn't Eric Garcia from their thing too?
I don't believe so. I'd have to check, but I don't believe so.
I think Jadon Sancho came from Manchester City.
He doesn't play for them.
Nah, the point is, I think.
You're trying to defend this, and you can't defend it. So
I'll always defend Pep because he's what he's done for football is amazing.
I'm not getting into this with you. But
no, the way
I was,
the
if I was a young, play, if I was a young kid, team, a Smith Rowe, yeah, a Saka, that's looking at for my opportunity to come in and play for the first team. And every time they need a player, they just go out and buy someone. I would be on the first train smoking out of that club. I tell you that.
Yeah. I think you're looking into it too much. I think, I think that, you know, like the great Karma Sacco who was on our show talked about, you know, he's made so many players better and the players say it. So this is
how great could he be? But anyways,
well, in saying that, we'll leave it on that. That's a good thing. So we talked about Alistair Johnston scoring goals.
Yeah.
His first goal for Canada, which is amazing. Fantastic. Congratulations to Ali. Obviously we had him on our show. Great interview, but his brother, young Malcolm Johnston, who just can't stop scoring this year for the Terps. Good for Malcolm, of course, a product of Vaughan Soccer Club from Ontario. You know, Alistair's brother doing big things. So good for you, Malcolm. And I know there's a lot of guys and girls doing big things, but because, you know, Alistair had a great week for the national team, I think, what a week for the Johnston brothers for sure.
For sure.
So that's good news. So see, we went to a good place with you, Reg. We went to a good place. We ended up that. We're going to continue with TFC. They're currently in camp in Orlando, I believe, or in Florida somewhere, mm-hmm. Right? They're there. There's a guy we've talked about a little bit too, someone who's impressing for TFC, young striker, Jordan Peruzza.
Yeah.
Who was on loan in USL, who scored goals. Good for young Jordan. He is impressing and doing very well all from what we're hearing and what we're, you know, seeing. So, pretty good. A 2001 born, so a young lad. Nice to see. Spent time in Empoli as a youth player.
Well, Bill Manning comes out and says, we have a designated spot because we got rid of Piatti, thank God. And they're coming out saying, yeah, well, you know, there's no rush for us to go and get a striker because we believe in the strikers that we have right now. And it's like, what strikers do you have right now? And then you go and you see the young kids that are coming through, and it's like, oh, okay, well, I can watch that. No problem.
Yeah. I think again, so good on young Jordan, good on the young players, you know, good luck to them. Yes, we will need them to yeah. absolutely, you know, to contribute, I should say. So yeah, again, and this is another player who could have been eligible for the U23. So again, TFC MLS teams weren't really, and pro teams weren't ready to release certain time for that, but a good story for sure. So we'll be on the lookout for him.
So TFC is actually in need of a striker and actually goes and looks at their own youth and brings a striker through. That's amazing. I mean, that's amazing. I wish other coaches would look at their youth team and bring some players through. My God, that's amazing.
Oh, here we go. Yeah.
No, listen, I didn't say anything, Joe. I'm amazed. It's amazing.
I understand. Like I said, we're drawing the line on this one, but amazing. It's unbelievable. So, oh, wow. You know what? If I don't know if you guys heard, but Pep Guardiola will be coaching the Gunners next year. Anyway.
And that's when I burn and rip up everything I own. That's Arsenal.
Oh, no. Look, okay, so you are. Oh, wow. What did Pep Guardiola do to you? Anyway, because I'm not getting into it.
The first thing he'll do is get rid of Thomas Partey. Trust me. Let's move on.
I think we're done, Reggie.
Okay. All right. Well, we're going to do some previews, I think, and then.
Some previews. Before we get to our previews, we want to thank a couple of people who are big supporters. We talked about something that we are working on. Obviously, stuff as rules have changed, laws have changed in Ontario again. But we will be hopefully announcing something soon with a great location for soccer gear and fan apparel, Soccer Max. Go visit Max at Soccer Max. He's a great guy, big Roma fan. Mm-hmm. So we'll be announcing something soon, hopefully. We'll be doing something pretty fun. Yeah, Reg?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, for sure.
And of course, always our guys. From FTF, First Touch Football. I mean, listen, anything that you want to know about, you know, what's happening, a rumor, something confirmed, you know, keeping your eye on stuff, young players, keeping you guys attuned to that. We know that. So First Touch is the place. So we want to thank them for always giving us love and support. They are true partners with us. So yeah, we love partners, having our partnership. Yeah,
for sure. So. Yeah. Well, I can't wait for that Soccer Max thing.
Don't worry, it's coming. It'll be there. We'll have it.
That should be fun.
Previews, Reg, what do you got?
Well, I mean, we were talking earlier, you were saying that everybody in Serie A plays tomorrow, which is a nice full day of football.
Easter weekend. In Serie A, they usually do not have games on Easter Sunday. Yeah. So it starts early. Reggie will be dreaming and getting his beauty sleep while I suffer at 6:30 a.m. Milan Sampdoria. Yeah, right? Okay. Should be, ooh, right?
That's a nasty time, bro. Nasty.
Here we go. Yeah. Oh, well, I thought you were going to say, yeah, it is for you, Reg. But for me, it's peaceful. Yeah. We have one of Reggie's favorite games of the year, the Derby della Mole tomorrow.
Yeah.
Juventus Torino. Let's mention this quickly. Weston McKinney has a bit of a party breaking the COVID rules. Oh. He had Dybala over, and he had apparently had Arthur over. So they are suspended for the game. The rules. The
players are still doing this. Hey, wow.
They're still doing it. So that is a game, but obviously it's a derby. We got Bologna Inter. They are the leaders, so they look to maintain their lead. And what about this one, Reggie? I look forward to this game too. Sassuolo and Roma, just for the fact that, Reggie, I'm going to say it now. Sassuolo coach De Zerbi, he will be in a different place next year and might be in a bigger club. So playing the right way. So then, of course, Reggie, you have in the EPL a couple of interesting matchups. Mm-hmm. Obviously, we'll start with your Gunners. Who do they got this week?
The folks from the Merseyside, and not the good side of Merseyside, not the blue side, the red side. So we got Liverpool this weekend.
Oh, and it gets to be at 3:00 tomorrow on a Saturday. So Reggie gets,
should be up by then.
We're recording this on Friday, yeah. So Reggie, you'll see that. Oh, Reggie. Well, prediction? No. Well, we should have Logan on for this one, but
I'll give you a prediction: 2-0 Arsenal. Oh, thanks.
Oh, that was pretty bold.
Thank you.
I'm gonna have no prediction this week.
Why?
No prediction for any game because I am done with predictions for a couple weeks. Leicester City and Man City.
Are you giving up gambling for Lent or something? What's going on here, man?
I'm not a gambler. You know that.
Okay.
Right? So actually, Reggie's probably going to be watching this game for sure. He's going to wake up early for Newcastle Tottenham.
That's not going to happen.
So Leicester City against Man City.
That's the other big game of the weekend, I guess.
Right? EPL, big game. So. Right? I think that's the one. That's it. Those are the biggest games there. Right? I know some United fans will get mad at me, but, you know, oh, man, what do they got? No, what does United have this week, Reg?
I have no idea.
Oh, Brighton and Hove, Albion.
Well, you never know. Yeah. I mean, stranger things have happened. Upsets are
right? So, easy game in football, kidding exactly. aside. We know that. There's no easy game. So to all you guys watching games, good luck to you and all your teams because we know that the relationship between a football supporter and their club is a special one. It is full of heartache, heartbreak, love, joy, all that stuff. So,
well, Joe, that's 51 minutes of goodness.
Oof.
For sure.
So we bring, Reg.
For sure. So, guys, we're going to try to have, like Joe mentioned during the show, we're going to try to have Dino Rossi, the commissioner of League One, on next week, hopefully, maybe next week or the week after.
Yeah, we're gonna hopefully get Dino on soon. Yeah. We have confirmation that we are going to have him on. Dino's been great. That we're just going to work out a time, so that's great. Again, you know, football on hiatus here. Hopefully we get it going. You know, fingers crossed you know, people have a chance to play and get going because, like we said, it's a great platform for young players to catapult them, for men and women, right? Men and women, especially League One, so...
And we're also, in the upcoming weeks after that, we should have another interview with a prominent MLSer. We won't give you the name.
We're hoping that's coming.
We're working on that as well. So they're very busy. He's very busy, I should say. But hopefully we'll be looking forward to doing that as well. But
maybe some news from another former guest. We're hoping to give you that good news in a week or two. So let's hope.
There's a hint in the show, but we'll leave it at that. Guys, thanks for listening. And we'll catch you next week.